I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship pilot Ryan Coer was wrongfully detained a few months ago in Mozambique. Instead of heading back to the United States as soon as possible, Ryan and his wife Annabelle are waiting for the green light to continue working. In his first public interview since the arrest, Coer says,
"We trust in God that he will continue to keep us safe as long as it's his will that we're here. So far, we don't see anything that indicates that it's not his will. In fact, we feel that he wants us to be here more than ever. We love the people here. And we love our team. It's hard to imagine doing anything else."
Missionary flights are critical in a place like Mozambique. Treacherous terrain and seasonal flooding make some villages unreachable.
With the current conflict going on, there's danger in driving. We have flown a lot of gospel workers over those areas so they don't have to drive.
Please pray for peace as Ryan and his family wait for justice in his case. India's Prime Minister visited the U.S. last week despite the concerns of human rights advocates. Meanwhile, a member of India's Congress called for peace in the northeastern state of Manipur, where violence began in early May. But what'll it take? Transworld Radio's Lauren Libby.
The situation is not remedying. In fact, it's escalating. And you don't hear about it in the news, the international news, because it doesn't affect the economy that much, frankly.
TWR broadcasts biblical content in 150 of India's languages. The ministry believes change starts from the inside out.
And when the gospel begins to hit a culture, things change. And so that's what we need to pray about, is that God would begin to transform individual lives, which would then begin to move throughout the culture.
Please pray for God to lead the people of Manipur into his peace. May he strengthen the Christians under attack and give them courage to share the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org.